Today we celebrate the feast of St. Stephen, King of Hungary. And, of course, we heard about him recently when we celebrated the feast of the Emperor St. Henry. And it was St. Henry who, having conquered Stephen and his kingdom of Pannonia, which is modern-day Hungary, more or less cajoled him, some would say forced him, into becoming a Catholic. He was a pagan. Wroclaw was his name. But once he became a Catholic, he became an exemplary Catholic, such that he is not only a saint, but we read his praises in the beautiful readings of today. Now, of course, he who married Saint Gisela, birds of a feather flock together. They had one child, Blessed Emery. And Blessed Emery died when he was still a teenager in a hunting accident, which of course must have been very painful for him. In the meantime, the pagan lords of the kingdom did not really want to convert, and they complained about him. He opened many churches and monasteries and established dioceses, and in particular, he established the national church of Our Lady, whom he called the Great Lady, and he established the primatial see of Hungary, about which we have heard in the last century with the Archbishop Cardinal Mezenti, the diocese or archdiocese of Esztergom. In the meantime, the Holy Father sent to him through the Bishop of Esztergom, the Patriarch, a crown. And in the year 1100, he was crowned. In the year 1000, my eyes are not reading what they're supposed to be reading. But Saint Stephen then became a great king. Now, he is related to Saint Elizabeth of Portugal, to Saint Margaret of Scotland, and to many other of these saints that are very famous and very popular. All the noble saints of that era are relatives of Saint Stephen, King of Hungary. And the crown, of course, was very famous because Cardinal Mezenti took it with him into exile into the American embassy when the communists, the Soviets, took over Hungary. And it was there for many years until Hungary was freed. And he gave it to the United States, and the United States returned it to Hungary, where it's now glorified once again. And in the meantime, we pray to St. Stephen of Hungary. It is said by many that the Archbishop, the Cardinal of Budapest, the capital, the modern-day capital of Hungary, is one of those who are the most eligible, if you're looking at good candidates, to become Pope in whatever time God shall decide it. He is very traditional and would likely do a lot of things to help and restore and promote tradition in its fullness. And so we pray to Cardinal Mezenti, who himself is up for canonization, and to St. Stephen and all the other saints connected with Hungary on this particular day for the possibility that he might become Pope and might restore the Church and the liturgy to her former glory. Now, if a young man can go from being a pagan, not a horrible pagan, to a saint, then anything is possible. And of course, that reminds us that grace builds on nature. You cannot have somebody that's just wicked and is all of him is wicked and then become a saint. He already had the dispositions to become a saint and to become a good Catholic before he was converted. So we thank St. Henry and his wife, St. Cunegunda, to have converted him and to brought Hungary under the auspices of the one Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. May they continue to intercede for us, and may they intercede for this country as well, which is in such a dreadful estate. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.